when something is just text on the page, it's almost sort of fixed. It's permanent, and you can't, it's not as open to interpretation as it is when you start to sing something. They come alive for me. And ballad writers were very sophisticated in their use of music, and they knew how to construct their text around particularly emotive parts of songs. There are all kinds of emotional associations that we have with tunes that we sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously carry with us when we hear that. So anytime you set new words to a tune that you already know, you've got a whole range of emotional connotations with that tune already. And I think ballad writers exploit them. There's a really great example. It's a Civil War tune and that comes from America. And it's called Just Before the Battle, Mother.
Just before the battle, Mother, I am thinking most of you. While upon the field we are watching, we
So it's a very poignant, moving song about a young man saying goodbye to his mother the night before the big Civil War battle in which he's fairly sure he's going to die along with all of his friends. The chorus repeats that idea that he keeps saying goodbye to his mother, and it goes,
farewell, mother, you may never.
So that song plays on what is probably the most emotive relationship in our culture, which is a mother and a child, and the idea that a mother would have to, you know, bury her dead son who's died for a noble cause. A few years later, it has travelled to England, that's that tune, where it's used as the tune for the execution ballad of Richard Coates, who is a military schoolmaster who's convicted of the rape and murder of his six-year-old pupil Alice Bowen. The chorus for that ballad then goes, Richard Coates, the Purfleet murderer, on Easter Monday met his doom. He killed a soldier's little daughter. Now he's dead and in his tomb. And so I would argue that the writer of that ballad deliberately used that line, but oh, you'll not forget me, mother, and replaces it with, he killed the soldier's little daughter. So he takes the instance of a parent losing a child, but in an utterly different way. So the same sort of emotional heartstrings are being pulled.